Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very noble tradition related from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding the role of sincerity in the acceptance of actions. Ikhlas, sincerity, which is one of those very central and important virtues and traits in the religion of Islam. In this beautiful tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam relates the following from God. So in essence, this is one of those sacred traditions or a hadith-e qudsi in which God Almighty speaks in the first person. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Allah Most High has said, I am the best partner. So whoever associates a partner with me in his actions, I will never accept them. Accept those actions that have been performed sincerely for me. This tradition, basically what this tradition wants to say is that God Almighty is comparing himself with somebody who enters a transaction with a partner, right? And says that so if two people enter a transaction, a business transaction, both sides of the transaction usually want a share of the profit, right? Usually want a share of the profit that they acquire by means of the business transaction, right? Unless the partner is a very nice person, in which he forgoes his share and gives it to the other person, for example. So in this tradition, God Almighty, he compares, what occurs when somebody associates a partner with him and acts insincerely with this business transaction. If somebody performs an action, a religious action, an act of worship, let's say he prays, right? But his intention is not purely sincere, right? He wants to pray and wants to worship God, but at the same time he has some ulterior and probably personal motive in it as well. Let's say that he wants to show off to people, you know, he wants people to praise him, right? So God Almighty says that in this act of worship, I have been made a partner with that other person, right? So in this case, God Almighty says, I don't want the act of worship at all. The act of worship as a whole can belong to the other person. I won't accept it. And so this is, it tells us the importance of sincerity in Islam. And in fact, it says that if somebody acts sincerely, he will not acquire any of the reward that he expects to get from the act of worship. Not even a portion of it, even if he performed the act of worship partially for the sake of God, that fraction of the worship that he performed for the sake of God won't have a fraction of the reward. Meaning either you get all the reward or you get none of it. If you act sincerely, you get all the reward. If you don't act sincerely, even if you act partially sincere, then you won't get any of the reward. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at sincerity and its role in the acceptance of actions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am. pure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more.